If you really think about it, the renewal process begins when the student comes into the school, because they should see students in red uniforms or with special belts or the patches. And as part of your tour, as part of your introductory course, you would explain to the students that our goal for all students is black belt. And as you can see, those students have red uniforms on, or they have that special patch, or their name is up on the wall, however you choose to recognize Black Belt Club students. And these are students that have set black belt as their goal. And 3 or 4 months from now, as you're training along, you'll see those opportunities, and you too may be given the opportunity to join the Black Belt Club. So immediately, we're just kind of planting that seed. We're not beating it to death, but we're using black belt right away as the goal. It's like the reason for coming to this college is so you can graduate with your bachelor's, your associate's, or your master's degree. The reason to come to our school is to earn your black belt. So in the beginning, we're planting those little seeds, and then they enroll into the school, and in the white belt class, our job in that white belt class, now this is critical. This is worth the price of the tape. Our job in the white belt class, in the beginner's class, is very simply this: to qualify students to set black belt as a goal, to qualify students for Black Belt Club membership, and that is it. It is not our job to teach them a perfect front kick. It's not our job to teach them a perfect punch. It's not our job to create self-defense killers in the first 3 or 4 months of the student's life. Our job is to educate them on the martial arts, to indoctrinate them into our world to some degree, and mostly to motivate them to see that if they stay with us for the long haul, if they overcome the obstacles that are going to face them, if they train through to the black belt and beyond, they will obtain their ultimate goals, which are usually confidence, self-discipline, and the personal qualities that we're all looking for. So our job in that class is to educate them on what a black belt is. You're a black belt, so you've got to be strong. You've got to have good technique. You must carry yourself, in a sense, like a superior being, someone that they want to aspire to be like. When we do our jumping jacks, we ask the students, does a black belt do them this way, or would a black belt do them this way? I'm going to throw a punch, or I want to punch this way. Would a black belt punch with their wrist bent, or would they straighten that wrist and nail it straight down? Is this a black belt kick, or is this a black belt kick? So we want to instill in them that black belt is not just a piece of cloth. Black belt is a standard. It's a standard of life. It's being the very best in every area of life that you possibly can be. We don't aspire to become just black belts in the martial arts, but black belt employees, corporate black belts, or academic black belts, using black belt as a metaphor again for the highest of standards of personal excellence. One technique that you can use in your white and gold belt classes to really instill this is black belt a minute, so that every 60 seconds your instructors are somehow working the phrase black belt into the lesson plan. All right, am I gonna punch this way? Would a black belt punch this way? Let me see 10 black belt push-ups. Every time the students push up, they yell, black belt, black belt, black belt. Give me 10 black belt sit-ups. All right, we're gonna work our defense and learn to do it like a black belt does it. And when a black belt has a punch come at them, they slip and they bring their hand up. A black belt wouldn't stand there and not react and take the punch. So we're really trying to instill in them what black belt represents. And then what starts to happen is they start to visualize themselves obtaining that belt and enjoying those goals, enjoying those benefits. I've always felt, and I think it's important to understand this, that if you could take a student in a time machine from their very first day, take them forward in time, or even before they start, when they come into your school, if you could take them forward in time to the time they earn a black belt and what that feels like and the power that sends to give us personally, would they hesitate to join your school? Would they ever miss a class? Would they have any problems paying your tuition? No, of course not. None of us would. So our job in the white belt class is to kind of make that the time machine, really instill in them the feeling of what it would be like in their lives, what kind of impact it would have, what kind of respect they may have for themselves, but more importantly, what kind of respect they would earn from the community and from their associates if they were to earn a black belt. So the white and gold belt class, bang, bang, bang. Black belt excitement is the goal. At the conclusion of their second belt, so I'm just using white and gold as an example, they take an exam. For say their orange belt, Now, this is a pretty serious exam. This is the exam that's going to graduate them out of the white and gold belt class and into an intermediate class. At the conclusion of that, let me go back here. As part of that exam requirement, they must submit a one-page essay or answer a questionnaire, a survey, that asks them what black belt means to me, or what your school means to me. And in this one-page survey, they will feed back to you what you have instilled in them over the course of the last 4 or 5 months. So the survey may say, black belt means to me the attainment of personal excellence and raising standards in all areas of my life. It's a goal that I look forward to obtaining. Now, when you see things like I look forward to obtaining and I've enjoyed my process with you so far and I can't wait to earn my black belt, then you know you're starting to develop black belt club candidates. And these become top level targets or candidates for your black belt club. And at the conclusion of that orange belt exam, you say, all brand new orange belts, come over here with your parents. And then right there, we hand out literature on the black belt club. And they've got it right there in their hands. And we explain to them that all of you are now entering the black belt update phase of your training. And over the course of the next 30 to 45 days, the instructors are going to be watching you very closely to see who might qualify for black belt club. When you become a black belt club member, and you just go right down the list of all the benefits, make it sound very, very exciting. We've got a special Nunchaku class coming up next month. Black belt club members will be able to attend that. We have this event, we've got that event, we've got the pizza party. And this is when the students come into the inner core of the school. And we tell them very simply, when you make the commitment to black belt, we double our commitment to you because we know we're going to be working together for the long term. So as a quick review of the process for developing a strong black belt club, it starts as soon as the student walks in the school. It's throughout all of your classes, the black belt attitude, the black belt system of success is permeating the classrooms. We're using black belt a minute. We're targeting these students so that by the time they get ready to take their exam and they submit their surveys, at the conclusion of the exam, we make a mass presentation to the entire class because your exams are happening monthly. And if they're not, you need to check out our other programs on how to get that going. And then the following month after that exam, you're targeting the students and you're having black belt club conferences and helping them to get involved in the black belt club. And that's what we want to talk about next.